Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. It's an honor to talk to Mr. Meat. That's what I'm going to call you now.
Mr. Meat.
Todd Simon, Senior Vice President, Omaha Steaks. Good morning.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Meat, the Baron of Beef.
Right.
Mr. Meat.
Yes.
I hear you guys know my good friend Jeff.
Jeff Warshaw.
Yes.
Get out of here.
I was just texting
wow,
with Jeff.
That's funny.
So you've known him since freshman year in Wharton.
That's right. We met, I think we probably met the first day of school.
Wow.
And we've been really close ever since.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
He's an easy person to be friends with.
Yes.
And you're an easy person to be friends with because you got meat.
Exactly right.
That's why I think that's why we're friends. I love meat, and Jeff loves. I mean, I have meat, and Jeff loves meat. So.
There you go. See,
he loves to eat. He loves to cook. He texted me. We used to go back to his apartment at 2 a.m. and cook up steaks instead of the crappy cheese steaks that the other kids were eating.
Oh my God, you guys are living, man!
Wow,
that's awesome.
What a
sounds
great
delicious
friend to have throughout college.
That's what I thought too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect.
You guys have been friends for literally 37 years.
Nice.
How long has your family been in the meat business?
So we're a 103-year-old family business started by my great-great-grandfather in 1917. He immigrated from Eastern Europe, got on the train, went west, got off in Nebraska, and started a business with his son. And
did he mean to get off in Nebraska?
Or just kind of happened?
I think he just got off where the train stopped, and it kind of looked like home. Like, okay, this is the place where there's going to be cattle. So, because they were butchers back in Latvia, so they figured, you know, they wanted to be close to the source.
That's cool.
That works.
Yeah.
And then they start this whole deal, and look at it now.
Yep, exactly. It's an empire.
Well, my dad graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in 1959 with a degree in philosophy, so that made him uniquely suited to start a mail-order steak business.
Exactly.
The family.
The philosophy of it, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Where do you go with a philosophy degree?
Is that
the
like
meat factory.
Exactly. Makes total sense to me.
And then tell us about the steaks. Now, AJ and I are big fans. And I'm just going to be honest here. When I heard about meat frozen coming in the mail, I thought, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seeing is believing, trying is buying. Like, once you get that and you try that, you're like, wow, what a deal.
Exactly.
What a deal.
Yeah. You know what drives
me
crazy?
The secret sauce for us is, you know, first of all, we live close to the source. So we get the first look at the best grain-fed beef in America. That's what we start out with. So that's the best raw material. Then we naturally age it for 21 to 28 days. Now, basically, nobody ages meat these days. You know, grocery stores want to get that stuff in and out the door quickly. They're selling it fresh all the time. Then we hand trim it to exacting specifications. We vacuum seal it. And when we and then we flash freeze it. Now, the flash freezing basically takes that perfectly aged, flavorful steak and puts it in a state of suspended animation. And so when you get it, because our flash freezing process is much faster and much colder than your freezer at home.
Yep.
So when you get it, it's just perfectly preserved. And when you thaw it out, it's basically, you know, perfectly ready to eat. And it's way different than if you were to buy meat at the wholesale club or the grocery store and put it in your freezer, because my freezer is faster, my freezer is colder, and it doesn't cause damage to the meat when it freezes.
It's like pushing a pause button.
That's important. Yeah, exactly. A suspended animation. Yeah.
You
suspended animation.
It is. Pause meat.
Yep.
It's like Walt Disney's head.
Yeah. Exactly right. Someday we'll thaw him out and eat him.
Okay, this is the first time anybody's ever compared Walt Disney's head. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Would Ted Williams work better?
Yes.
Takes up way less room in your freezer.
It does. I might start talking again. You never know.
Jennifer experienced opening the box for the first time. So every time it's come in the mail, I've taken it. And so she sees it in the freezer and tries it on the, you know, grill. And she's like, oh, this is amazing.
Right.
And even the desserts. I'm a big dessert person.
Oh, the caramel apple tartlets.
Nuts.
Oh,
right?
My God. With some ice cream.
So she gets it. We get it in the mail. I'm not at the house. And she opens it up. She's like, oh, my God, the styrofoam cooler is great. Can we keep it? I'm like, yeah, you can reuse that.
Yeah.
She starts going through the cooler. She's like, wait, how much did you pay for all this?
Right.
And I told her it was like $80.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, get out because she knows the numbers. She goes to the supermarket. And I'll tell you, if you go to the supermarket now, one, you don't feel comfortable. And two, not a great selection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. I mean, right now, you know, with what's going on in the world, and there's a couple things. You said a bunch of interesting things here. The first thing is about desserts. One of the things we found is that people are buying stock-up packages when they go to omahasteaks.com, and they almost always choose something that's got some delicious potatoes on the side and some great desserts.
The potatoes are great, too, by the way.
Yeah. And what's happening is, you know, people, they want the convenience, but also, you know, at this time, don't forget the sweets. I mean, you know, everybody wants a yummy dessert at the end of a meal. People are learning how to cook better at home. They're getting their grills out, especially if it's been cold. Now it's warming up. And so those stock-up packages have really, really been popular. And, you know, we are seeing... you know, that some of the things that you're hearing in the news about the supply of beef and pork and stuff, those are real. I mean, you know, it is getting a little tight out there. So we are recommending that people, you know, place their orders now. And I do have a pro tip for your listeners, because we have a couple stores in your markets. We have one in Windsor, South Windsor, at the Promenade Shops at Evergreen Walk. And we've got one in West Hartford, on South Main Street. We have call ahead ordering now with a contactless transaction. So if anybody's looking to get some Omaha steaks right away, they can go get those at either one of those stores, or they can order online at omahasteaks.com.
That'll work.
That's really cool. And I thought that, you know, when I saw the potatoes in the dessert, I'm like, oh, I'm going to screw this up somehow.
Yeah.
It's real easy. There's instructions right on the box.
It is.
It's so easy, so convenient.
And you know what I love the most also? Their chicken fried steaks are fantastic.
Yeah, that's a very popular item, and we've just just sent out, oh, I don't know, somebody told me yesterday that we sent out like 40,000 of those or something. So that is, you're right on the money with that.
I've had them down south. They're
you don't want to be
south.
A chicken wandering around this farm like, hey, what's over here?
Right.
Yeah. We also have chicken fried chicken.
Yeah.
And which I think it's unbelievable. I make chicken sandwiches out of them all the time because they're so easy to cook, and you just bake them in the oven, put them on a nice roll, top them with your favorite stuff, sriracha sauce or whatever. And
the website really easy to maneuver too. It's not complicated. You click on it. You look for the search bar, you type in Chaz, boom, stuff comes up. Or you just scroll through and look, and you could pick packages that you want that fit your needs. Also, you could send them off to your family members that you're worried about, the ones that don't want to go shopping right now.
Yeah, or
shouldn't go shopping right now.
More importantly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Todd.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people doing that, particularly because, you know, I mean, you know, feeding is loving. I mean, you know, sharing a meal together is it's an experience about caring. And sometimes you can't be close to the people that you love, even right now, even if you're in the same town. And so, you know, that the opportunity to say I love you by sending some great food is just, it's a perfect way
I
to
love
do
that.
It. And
that works.
Mother's Day is coming up. Say you love mom with a box of meat.
Exactly. Mom wants meat.
Tom Simon.
Mom wants meat. Dad wants meat for Father's Day, also coming up.
So. Your mom before your dad before, yep.
Tom Simon is Senior Vice President, Omaha Steaks. I'm conferencing in Jeff right now. Jeff Warshaw, the CEO of Connoisseur Media. Jeff, Todd.
How you doing, Todd?
You know each other?
Hey, Jeff. You know, we ought to talk more often. We don't need these guys to bring us together.
That's right.
Is that a bad thing or what?
You know, the other night, I was, Winter went out to have a, little social through, you know, car window social with some of her friends. And I put the kids to sleep, and I cooked up one of those ribeyes you had sent me, cooked in the cast iron skillet with crushed black pepper, a little salt, drizzled a little balsamic on at the end. Oh, I was in heaven. It was amazing.
Oh, that sounds
You know, it's
great.
Funny you say that because, like, it was either last week or the week before was ribeye fest at my house. I cooked our tomahawk ribeyes.
Oh.
And then I cooked our private reserved king cut ribeyes, and then I cooked some 12-ounce ribeyes because I was going to do a video, Facebook Live for video, but I didn't have time, and so I had and the steaks were just, you know, had been sitting in my fridge for a couple days, so, you know, Betiana said, well, you got to cook those, and so we had ribeye, like, I don't know, four nights in 1 week, and I actually posted it all on my Instagram.
What a week that is!
I love tomahawks.
So good. You know how, like, you're in a really hot cast iron skillet, You get that little crust on the outside.
Yeah.
Bloody deliciousness in the I could eat one right now.
So, me too.
Go for it.
What better breakfast? Seriously. Two things. One, you guys have to do some cooking shows for us to post on social media.
Please.
You know, how to make these things. And then the other thing is, do we want to hear these two talk about me or their college parties?
College parties.
We both have so many stories about the other one. I think these better not to have on the air. I got to tell you.
Right. It's like two superpowers.
Yeah, what happened in college stays in college, I think. For all of us.
Vegas, I thought?
Although I would say that one of our highlights as friends, we went to the Cannes Film Festival together for school, and I finagled us press passes, and it was one of the best months of my life. It was incredible.
Oh, wow.
And we ate at all these great restaurants. And remember, Todd, that was amazing.
That was amazing. And then we went to Paris afterwards. We had a real that was a big summer.
I recall we and there was something about tear gas, and there was all kinds of trouble we got into.
This sounds like the best buddy movie.
Seriously. College road trip.
Jeff and Todd's excellent adventures.
Yeah, we're lucky we didn't end up in French prison, I guess.
Yes, I remember we stayed at this woman's house, Mrs. Barfany, and her husband. We would be out late and then make so much noise, and she would be screaming at us, and we were laughing. We didn't take it too seriously. She was really mad. She wanted to kill us.
Wow.
You know, I went back when I was back there in 2004. I tried to go find that house, and I, you know, walked up the hill and tried to sort of, but it was like a labyrinth up there, and I couldn't find. I don't know if I ever found it again. It was sort of.
Without the alcohol, it was hard to find.
Great times. So many. Great times.
They moved the house.
You're right. We need to catch up. Not on the air. We can remember some of the really crazy stories.
Well, Jeff, thanks for calling in. And Todd, I'm sorry to cut you short here. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just saying, I'd love to do those cooking videos. We should do that.
We should do that. Yes. Jeff and Todd, and then we'll put them online. Omaha Steaks. Todd Simon, Senior Vice President, Omaha Steaks, and then Jeff Warshaw, CEO of our company. Two great friends from school, and it's like two superpowers colliding here
on
the air.
Right.
So glad to have you both on. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.